For WNIN, I'm Daniel Moore. Matt O'Neill is appearing as Flask in the PBS series Great Performances presentation of Moby Dick Friday at 8 p.m. Central on WNIN-TV. He is also an alumnus of University of Evansville class of 1995, and he joins us now. Matt, tell us about your role as Flask in the San Francisco Opera's production of Moby Dick. How were you selected for the part?
That is an interesting story. I was training at San Francisco Opera at the time. I was an Adler Fellow, and I had just graduated actually as a sort of an Adler Fellow, which is their training program. And they had me come in and do a workshop of Moby Dick when they were putting it together, making changes, reorganizing things, because you don't quite know. So Jake always workshops his operas. And so they sort of liked what I was doing in the workshop, and there was an issue with someone. And so I ended up coming in at the sort of the last minute into Dallas to do the premiere. And then I've done it in San Diego and then most recently in San Francisco when we recorded this.
Well, tell us about your role as Flask. What part?
Flask is he and Stubb, they're sort of joined at the hip in a way. They're sort of more secondary characters. Sort of they have some comic moments, but Flask is very hungry to the fight of whaling. He's a little young and a little naive, and he's kind of aggressive. My first appearance is really to wake everybody sleeping in the morning, and he comes in to wake them up, all hands on deck, and he's really eager for the fight, eager for whaling.
Tell us some more about the opera. You said it was similar to Billy Budd in its style, perhaps.
Yeah, well, Billy Budd in terms of this, because it's Melville, the musical language is very, Jake is a very lyric composer. It's incredibly, there are wonderful dramatic moments, but for those who are somewhat intimidated by contemporary music, he's a very lyrical composer for the voice. He really understands the voice well. He wrote so many songs. His original thing, he got his big break in opera composing Dead Man Walking for San Francisco Opera. Mm-hmm. And he's a wonderful song composer. Some of the great singers have premiered his work. The production is absolutely stunning, Leonard Folia's production. A lot of projections, very dramatic imagery, and impressive that the Ahab will be walking on a real peg leg.
Now, what are some of your other accomplishments in your career that you?
Well, I've done a lot at the San Francisco Opera. Yeah, I've been a working singer, so I sort of take the repertoire that. But I've been proud of a few things at San Francisco Opera. The Macropolis case that we did was wonderful. But I've been real privileged to be able to work a little bit in Japan and a little bit in Europe and sort of work quite a bit in California. So I'm lucky that way.
Tell me about your background at University of Evansville. You're an alumnus of the class of 1995. Did your studies help prepare you for your career?
Yes, absolutely. In terms of one of the reasons I ended up getting this part, which went on to three different productions, was really a solid musical foundation, and so I was always a solid learner in the profession, and it's invaluable to really, in terms of musicianship, it really, because my degree's in guitar, not in voice, and then I got a voice degree from the University of Minnesota, but the foundation as a musician really prepared me dramatically.
Okay. Well, what are your future plans in your life and your career?
Well,
from here?
And the opera business has tended, because the reality is that it's freelance and you're always looking for the next gig, and so the idea of stability is interesting me at the moment. So I may pursue some teaching work and then another sort of music idea for full time work that I have. But so I'm still going to be singing, but I'm wanting the stability of being grounded.
Well, Matt O'Neill is appearing as Flask in the PBS series Great Performances presentation of Moby Dick Friday at 8 p.m. Central on WNIN-TV. Matt, thanks so much for talking to us, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
For WNIN, I'm Daniel Moore.